This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is Afternoons with Helen Farmer
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Helen with you on today's podcast. We are talking posture and why exercise might not get you the results that you need. Taking a whole body approach is author and expert Ivana Daniel. She was breaking it down. Plus, it is a time when we need more companies to do more good. So in the studio, Monique talking about some of the initiatives that are in place and how many people can step up for the good of the community. With over three decades of experience, our guest this hour has transformed the lives of countless people, from royalty and athletes to film and music personalities. She is the founder of Ivana Daniel Body ID and the author of the book A Manual for a Contemporary Body. She is known as the body philosopher and has a very fresh and innovative approach we're going to be hearing about, talking about intelligent movement, posture correction, and we're going to be picking her brains and taking your questions on all things posture today. I'm feeling very self-conscious, Ivana. I'm trying to sit up, you know, shoulders back. Lovely to have you with us. How are you?
I'm very well. Just straight and fresh from London, Helen.
Well, you're here just until Tuesday. And you're going to be doing some assessments and work with people.
Yes, I will be at the Voati Clinic in Jumeirah. So I want to say, first of all, thank you to Dubai.
Well, welcome.
And thank you to the Voati Clinic in Jumeirah for inviting me. It's going to be some wonderful 5 days here and hopefully much more.
I want to know why you wanted to work in this space. What's your mission when it comes to posture that really, you know, keeps you going, keeps you writing, keeps you assessing and helping?
It is a personal matter, actually. I was in one of my past lives, I was a ballerina. And I was, like most of the dancers, an injured ballerina. And I spent really a decade in pain. And I was in my 30s, I had my first child, and I started to develop a terrible back problem. It became chronic. It was really difficult.
How bad did it get? Was it impacting?
It got so bad that it really was impacting my life in everything. Mm-hmm. So I used to be still performing. I used to perform, and it was really a challenge. So I started to search. And I was about to finish my postgraduate in London at the Laban Centre to become a dance teacher. I wanted to be in dance education, not really ballet teacher, more in dance education. And that is when, and was then the 80s, so that you can easily see how old I am.
I'm not crunching the numbers, Ivana, yes. don't you worry.
When I discovered at the time what it was, the pure and real Pilates method, which in the 80s...
No one knew. Joseph Pilates in the 80s.
In London, there were only two people. I think in the world, there were about 10, America and London. And the Laban Centre, which is an amazing school in London, today is in Greenwich, and is mainly for dance education, offered this program. So I started to shift from a more theory in dancing movement, intelligent movement, into what was the more clinical part of the injury. And then just life brought me to Singapore in 97. And in Singapore, I brought the Pilates method, and I was the first person to develop Pilates in all Southeast Asia. So I brought it in 97, and I was so blessed and lucky that I was invited to open my first rehab studio in the main Singapore private hospital, Camden Medical Center. So I opened this beautiful the first business I had was Ivana Daniel Pilates Studio. Then at that time was an amazing thing. Today doesn't mean anything. Everybody does Pilates. So that was the 90s. And then it became a proper rehabilitation, re-education center. And then over the years, so first of all, I totally really changed the way my body felt. I healed myself with this search that I've done. And it was incredible because I became super fit and the pain was gone forever.
Wow.
Forever.
And now you're spreading the word with your
So I continued working in a hospital, of course, was amazing because I had amazing mentors, doctors and surgeons and osteopaths. So I always said 15 years there was I going to medical school. I was really blessed. So after 15 years in Singapore, in 2011, I went back to London, where I am. I'm Italian, but I just grew up in England and I consider London my home. And I went back and that was really an amazing experience because in London is where really I develop my body ID method.
Can I ask you then, with all of that experience in studio, in hospital, in clinic, what have you heard? What are some of the common misconceptions that we, the public, have about posture? And why is it so crucial, Ivana, to our overall health?
Posture is not about sitting straight or keeping the shoulders up. It's really about keeping the body into the proper alignment to allow the body to be at its best functionality. Mm-hmm. So if your posture is healthy, then your body will move really efficiently and in fluidity.
And not just like the kind of the mobility and the strength, but also where, you know, your organs, you know, how everything else can function holistically.
Absolutely, because it all depends on the way you hold your spine. Your spine is the center of everything, is the axis of your body. So if your spine is in a correct erect position, everything, the muscle, everything will just sort of fall around in a perfect way. So it is actually, when we say posture today, it is a much larger approach, is how to maintain the body at its neutral position, mm-hmm. which is actually its ideal position that will allow you to be efficient throughout the day. And then you can add the little cherry on the top, doing exercises. But the exercises are there just as an extra. And I feel that the lifestyle, Helen, is much more important.
I just said to you off air, I feel like everyone's very disconnected from their bodies right now. And you're like, yes, yes. Why do you think that's the case when we're talking about posture in particular? Why are we not tuned into what's going on?
Because it's exactly what I say in my book, A Manual for a Contemporary Body. So what is a contemporary body? A contemporary body is a body, sadly, that has disconnected. The cavemen and the cavewomen didn't have this problem of connection. They were always ready 24 hours, you know, to react, to be reacting to the attack of the beast or something.
Or to run towards the food.
And run and whatever. But today we have a specific problem is the contemporary lifestyle brings us some amazing advantages. So the lifespan has really is prolonged. Mm-hmm. So today the 50s are the new 30s and the 70s are the new 50s. Wonderful. But there is a big disadvantage, a sedentary lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So this sedentary lifestyle, this easiness of, you know, I take the car, I don't move, I sit, and also sitting and working, not having manual work. Men don't go anymore to fields,
yeah,
to using the horses. And women used to also go to the river and wash and bring the water and all that. This is the contemporary lifestyle. So it's sedentary. So we have lost that connection. So it's a mind connection. It's all about the work, the stress, but not anymore with ourselves.
In a very quick tip, how can we regain that connection, Ivana? What would you love everyone listening today to do or try or change in order to feel more aware, more embodied in our bodies?
Look, the simplest thing, I would say two things. One is educate yourself, read. There is quite a lot. Of course, I advertise my book because I say that, A Manual for a Contemporary Body. But the simplest tip is, if you would even take 20, 30 minutes a day to walk in nature. I know in Dubai is difficult.
The weather's nice right now.
The weather is nice. Go to the beach, walk, listen to nature and walk with the rhythm and feel your breath and feel your body. That is the beginning of a connection.
Would you mind demystifying what happens? So if someone comes to see you at Vuati Clinic over the next few days, what happens in clinic and what is the goal in that session and I guess moving forward with a client? Would you mind explaining how you work with people?
Of course, with pleasure. So I do a consultation as my signature posture and movement consultation of my method Body ID. What does it mean, Body ID? I will study your body identity. So what is your body identity? Your body identity is your lifestyle, your genetic imprint, your clinical history, your posture, and how your body has adapted after years of whatever lifestyle you have. Mm-hmm. So it is not a fitness consultation, is simply a very neutral observation of where we are now and what advice I give my patient to really review all that. I even go as far as looking at what is your movement personality, because today the biggest problem is people choose the wrong exercise and the wrong environment for their body type and for their movement personality.
That's really interesting.
So that is something that I've done a lot of research and I called it movement personality.
So someone could be going really, really hard in the gym and have goals of, I don't know, losing weight or building muscle, but the methodology that they're using could be a clash with their personality.
Absolutely, like myself, for instance. So I am a body type that where the gym, for me, not for everyone, for me in particular, is not a good environment because it gives me a lot of stress. So it brings my adrenal stress at the highest and it is not a good. I need calm, more like yoga, more an environment in. I need
central nervous system
to bring the nervous system. Okay. Also, being quite slim and thin with thin muscles and I am more prone to injuries, so the gym and the weights is not my ideal environment. But there are people who thrive in the gym. So these people, they could be okay if they don't push it so much. So my work during the consultation is to really assess everything, lifestyle, clinical, movement, personality, and give like a prescription.
Love it.
Real prescription of what is good for you and what I advise you to really start that journey of your vehicle and connect it as a Formula One driver of your own Ferrari.
If you want details, you can send me the word body to 400 and I'll send you Ivana's details. Let's get the text line quickly, if you don't mind. Anonymous message here saying, any advice for the dreaded dowager's hump? I'm carrying more weight than I'd like and it looks awful. So this is the hump at the top of the spine, is that right? Where you can look like you're stooping over a bit.
It's called kyphosis. So kyphosis is what we have, is very common today. And it is due now. One thing I want to say to you is most of the time kyphosis is genetic and we carry any spine, even mildest pathology is genetic. But then it can be worse than with a lifestyle. Mm. So maybe you are prone to a kyphosis. And sometimes if we have heavier breast as a woman, it can be or just poor posture.
The dreaded phone devices.
Oh, this is absolutely, you know, something that is really sadly part of our contemporary lifestyle. Mm. So, yes, a would be very good that it can be changed. It absolutely, but not certainly doing weights at the gym. So what I advise you is the number one thing to do is to create more stress on your neck and shoulder. Don't do anything like heavy weights or weights. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's the opposite. You need to extend the spine and start a program that is totally more relaxing, more like yoga, that opens your chest, opens your shoulder, and gives you that beautiful swan neck and sort of ballerina-like. And I always say, when you sit and every morning you look at the mirror, just look at one shoulder and look at the other and give a big smile from one shoulder to the other one.
It opens things up.
And it opens up. Just smile at life.
Vanna, we've run out of time. I have run out of questions. I've got lots of people asking for your details. With your permission, I will share your Instagram if people want to send me the word body. Would that be okay?
Yes, and also I will be giving a talk at Voati Clinic on the 26th.
Amazing. Thank you so, so much. That's Al Wassel Road. I'm slightly concerned. Ivana Daniel, the incredible writer as well, as you said, behind the book Manual for a Contemporary Body. I am a firm believer that so many people want to do good, but just don't know how sometimes. And I think this last couple of weeks has really shone a spotlight on some of the communities and the companies that have stepped up in some really, really challenging times. We're taking a step further now. If you want to give a shout out to any company that's been incredible, we're also going to be hearing from one company that overnight has built a website to reunite people with their number plates. But in the studio now, from Companies for Good, we have got Monique Matheson. Thank you so much for your time. I know it's a very busy time, Monique. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, Helen. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. Now, for anyone that's not familiar with Companies for Good, would you mind setting out, you know, Founder Mark's vision initially, and I guess that the goal of what sounds like a really, really valuable initiative?
Absolutely. So Companies for Good basically exist to make the world a better place.
And that's a
huge goal.
But I was just saying, no biggie.
So basically, Mark's vision with starting this company, was to help companies do good and in a way that is really, really easy to do so. Because exactly like you said, there's such a big need to want to get involved, to do good, to give back. But sometimes there's a little bit of obstacles, mm-hmm. Especially, in this region. And so we're trying to make it super easy for companies to do good in a way that they choose to do so, either for the environment or for communities.
Tell us a little bit about some of the initiatives and projects that you've done in the past. What people might have seen some of this work or been involved in it, Monique, anything we can highlight?
Absolutely. So our most popular activities are the beach cleanups, and people always ask us, why do we go and clean the beaches? Because it's super clean. Now, Dubai Municipality keeps our public beaches very, very clean, but we clean in reserves, in restricted areas, and we always find a massive amount of trash. Mm-hmm. So we try to take that out of the environment to protect our wildlife. We do desert cleanups, tree plantings. At the moment, there's a massive push to plant 100 million mangroves by 2030, and we are super excited to be part of that. Mangroves are such incredible species, and we can talk about them all day. And we have the most beautiful mangrove forests, and we want to take people there, show them the beautiful nature that we have in the UAE, and tell them all about why mangroves are so incredible and important.
Well, this is the thing. It's hard to care about something unless you fully understand its purpose, right? And I think sometimes that can be a case of sitting down with someone, but so much more impactful to be in that space and see it. So you're almost a bit of a guide. So if a company would come to you and say, we've got a CSR budget or we've got a really enthusiastic workforce who want to be volunteering, you can help do a bit of a matchmake. Is that fair? Am I understanding it right?
That's exactly it. Exactly it. So we have our standard activities. And so companies who's maybe a little bit lost, they will come to us and say, hey, we want to do good for the community. And then we will, have the discussion and tell them, these are the different options that we have. This sounds like a perfect fit for you. Mm-hmm. And just basically take all the options to them so that they can kind of just pick and choose, something that the employees are passionate about.
Monique with us today from Companies for Good. So let's have a little think about this. I was going to say last week. Last 10 days or so. My goodness, yeah. What a time. I mean, I've been in Dubai 17 years and some of the things we saw and conversations we've had were completely, completely unexpected. Mm-hmm. What are some of the initiatives that you've seen come forward, or where do you think the opportunities lie for companies to really get involved and help those in need?
So first of all, let me just say, Helen, we send out a newsletter very soon after that happens. And the response was absolutely overwhelming, incredible. It was probably our busiest day at the office. And so it was just so wonderful to see people really wanting to get involved and do good. Mm-hmm. And so we've been working very closely with the authorities, with our community partners, and we've basically narrowed it down to three different pillars. So we've all seen the devastation that the floods have caused to buildings. So we're working with schools that serve underprivileged communities, with Center for Children of Determination, and any other organization who don't have the funds to rebuild, you know, the damage. And so we're working with them to help them, you know, bring it back to the former selves. We're working with the blue collar community. There's a massive need for dry food parcels, for hygiene kits, for mattresses and other bedding. And then also, you know, our communities have been hit hard, but we mustn't forget about the environment. And so we're doing cleanups, tree plantings in areas where trees have been uprooted. So these are the main things that we're focusing on that's the most needed at the moment.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to join us. I just got a message just this morning from Amber Agency. Help a buddy find a lost plate. So let's find out more.
Hi, this is Navita from Amber Communications. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Ever since the heavy rains and the floods, it has been amazing to see how everyone in the UAE has pulled together. But between the downpours and the rushing water, so many people lost their license plates too. That's why we started this little initiative, just a community effort to get those plates back to the rightful owners. We've noticed that the community really wants to help, and they've been struggling with these license plates. They've been, you know, collecting them up, putting pictures about them on social, trying to find the right owners. And I think that's where we want to help. And we've built this website called www.whereismyplate.ae. So if you find a license plate floating around, snap a pic, mark where you saw it, and upload it to this website. And if you are the one who's missing the license plate, just head over to the website and enter your plate number. You might be lucky. What if somebody would have found your number plate and posted it already? And it is the most easiest way for you to reclaim your number plate back. So this is completely a crowdsourced effort. And the more people who join in, the faster we can get everyone back on the track. So do join us and help our neighbors get their number plates sooner. Thank you.
That was Navita from Amber Agency. That website, again, if you missed it, is whereismyplate.ae. Monique, I just wanted to end, if you don't mind, by asking, what do companies get out of doing some good? You've seen some amazing initiatives and people coming together over the course of that company being together. But what is the why for so many people? What's the benefit?
There are so many benefits, Helen, and we've seen it over and over again. You know, just with activities, a team might show up a little bit low in energy, and as the day progresses, there's just so much joy. They really leave on high spirits with a lot of energy. We can see the team bonding, the team engagement. You know, when we do introductions, you might say, it's like, you know, I'm Dave from accounting. It's like, hey, Dave, you know, I've had email exchanges with you, and I never knew what you look like. and so you get those engagements and the bonding and so forth. Fantastic. And, you know, there's a whole body of evidence showing that when you do good, your body releases hormones that make you feel good, you know, and it's from that personal to really feeling good about the company that you work for, you know, a company that really cares and puts doing good, it's at the center of what they do. So, so many benefits.
All year round, an incredible thing to get involved in, companies for good. But right now, where there are opportunities to really make a difference, so, you know, those three pillars that you identified earlier around community facilities, recovery, distributing food and essential aid, and restoring nature as well, helping clear up that mess and restore a bit of natural harmony. If people want your details, we're happy to share the website, right?
Yes, absolutely. Super easy. Please do.
If you've got your phone to hand, it is companiesforgood.ae. Monique, all the very best to you and your team. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Helen.
And we'll see you very, very soon indeed. And thank you for downloading this episode of the Afternoons with Helen Farmer podcast. Don't forget, you can subscribe. You'll get direct to your phone as soon as it's out. And you can listen to me live on Dubai Eye 103.8, Monday to Friday between 2 and 5 p.m.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to DubaiEye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.